Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim with Parak Vav Mishnah Hey and Parak Vav Mishnah Vav. Parak Vav Mishnah Hey is going to return to the topic of a carbon Pesach that is being brought on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. As we learned previously in Parak Hey, Mishnah Bez, a carbon Pesach is valid only if it is slaughtered lishma. It has to be slaughtered with the kavana, with the intention that it's being brought as a carbon Pesach. The Mishnah here in Parak Vav Mishnah Hey is going to discuss and state the halacha for a person who shechts a carbon Pesach on Shabbos for the sake of another carbon. Says the Mishnah, Pesach sheshchato shelo lishma b'Shabbos. If a carbon Pesach was shechted, was slaughtered on Shabbos, again, when a Pesach falls on Shabbos, and it was done not lishma, it was done for the sake and with the intention of another carbon that is being brought. It was slaughtered with the intention that it should be a different type of carbon, whether it be a carbon shlamim, etc. Says the Mishnah, Chayev alav chatos. In this case, the person who shechted the animal must bring a carbon chatos for this, a sin offering, because he has desecrated Shabbos. The Torah only allows the mitzvah of shechting, of slaughtering the carbon Pesach, to override the prohibition of slaughtering an animal on Shabbos when it comes to the actual carbon Pesach. But if you're having intention for another carbon, then that would not be allowed, and you would therefore have to bring a carbon chatos, a sin offering, for doing so on Shabbos. The Mishnah now is going to discuss the halacha for a person who shechts other karbanos on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos with the intention that they should be a karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Ushar kol hazvachim sheshchatan l'shem Pesach. When it comes to all other karbanos that a person shechts on Shabbos for the sake of a carbon Pesach, what's the halacha? Im einan ru'in chayiv, if they are the kind of animals that are not allowed to be a carbon Pesach, for example, a calf or a female sheep. All right, we know that a carbon Pesach must be either a male lamb or a kid that is less than 1 year old. Then he has to be in carbon chatos if it's something that wasn't fit to be a carbon Pesach. However, if there are animals that are fit to be a carbon Pesach, then that is a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says that he must bring a carbon chatos. Rabbi Yehoshua poter. Rabbi Yehoshua exempts him from bringing carbon chatos. That according to him, since the animal was the same type as the carbon Pesach, it is assumed that he shechted it by mistake in his hurry to bring the carbon Pesach, forgetting that it was in fact a different carbon. And according to Rabbi Yehoshua, when a person commits an aveira through an error made while he was trying to do a mitzvah, he does not have to bring a carbon chatos. This is referred to as the Bartanura points out, as a toa bedvar mitzvah, the one who makes a mistake and when it comes to doing a mitzvah. The Rabbi Yeshua holds that if while preoccupied in trying to do a mitzvah, a person errs and does a sin that would usually make him responsible to bring a carbon chatos, he is exempt from the carbon, provided that he accomplishes a mitzvah of some sort. Here, the person was preoccupied with trying to do the mitzvah of bringing the carbon Pesach, and while doing so, he mistakenly shechted a different carbon, thereby violating Shabbos. Even so, he performed a mitzvah, since the other carbon is a valid carbon, that he would not have to bring a carbon chatos. Now, Rabbi Lazar is going to try to prove his opinion by the similar to what we had previously, by his logical argument. What's his argument? Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Ma'im a Pesach shum mutar lishmo." When it comes to the case of a carbon Pesach, which one is allowed to slaughter on Shabbos for its own sake, for its for as a carbon Pesach. Kishashina shmo chayiv. Nevertheless, if a person changed its designation, if he slaughtered it for the sake of a different carbon, he must bring a carbon chatos. So zvachim shein asur in lishman. Then in the case of other carbonos, which we are forbidden to slaughter on Shabbos, even for their own sake, kishashina shmo eno din shiyachayiv. Obviously, says Rabbi Eliezer, if a person changes their designation and shechts them not for their own sake, certainly he should have to bring a carbon chatos. Now Rabbi Yeshua is going to argue now that these cases cannot be compared. Amar la Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to him, lo, absolutely not. That is not a valid argument. Im amarta b'pesach, shashina lidvar aser. For if you say that a person must bring a carbon chatos for shechting a carbon Pesach on Shabbos, when you're doing so for the sake of a different carbon, that is only because his intention was to change it to something different on Shabbos, meaning you slaughter it for the sake of an ordinary offering, which may not be shechted on Shabbos. But tomar bezvachim sheshina ledvar hamoter, will you say the same for other carbonos which he intended to change to something that is allowed to be brought on Shabbos, meaning a carbon Pesach, since it is allowed, says Rabbi Yeshua, to shecht the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. A person who slaughters another offering for the sake of a Pesach has made a mistake while trying to do a mitzvah, and therefore he is exempt from a Karban Chatas. No argument can be made from slaughtering a Karban Pesach, not for its own sake, because in that case he has not erred while trying to do a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer now is going to respond to Rabbi Yeshua from another halacha. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, a murei tzibure yuchiach. Let's learn from the halachos of public karbanos, and we're going to learn from here that even a person who makes a mistake while trying to do a mitzvah must bring a karban chatas. Shehein mutaran lishman, because these communal tzibur type of karbanos, such as the daily karban tamid or the karban musaf that is brought on Shabbos, so they're allowed to be shechted on Shabbos for their own sake. If you bring the karban musaf or the karban tamid with the intention of bringing that karban tamid or that karban musaf, then it's good, then it's valid, then it's appropriate. But vashochin lishman chayiv. Nevertheless, if a person who shechts a different karban on Shabbos for the sake of one of these communal offerings, one must bring a karban chatas, even though he has made a mistake while trying to do a mitzvah. Clearly a sin done, says Rabbi Eliezer, while trying to do a mitzvah is not going to exempt a person from bringing a karban chatas. Now Rabbi Yeshua is going to respond and say, Amar la Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer and says, lo, absolutely not. That does not prove your arguments at all. Im amarta be'im murit tzibur yeshlehen kitzvah. For if you see that a person must offer a karban chatas for the sin of bringing other offerings for the sake of these karban musaf or the karban tamid, that is only because the communal offerings have a set amount, a limited number of communal offerings are brought every Shabbos. And once those have been shechted, everyone knows that no more karbanos may be shechted that day. If a person then were to shecht another offering for the sake of one of those communal karbanos, that is not an error while preoccupied with a mitzvah, but simply an ordinary error which would require him to bring a karban chatas. Therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, Tomar bePesach she'in lo kitzvah. But you see the same for the karban Pesach, which is no set amount. There are millions and hundreds of thousands of karbanos that are being brought on Erev Pesach. Everyone is preoccupied with their shechting and doing this mitzvah, and it's certainly easy to make a mistake and slaughter a different karban, thinking that it is a karban Pesach. Therefore, a person who does so has made a mistake while trying to do a mitzvah, and he does not have to bring a karban chatas. So this is the machlokas again between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua regarding whether or not a person has to bring karban chatas when bringing other karbanos l'shem with the intention of having it be designated as a karban Pesach. Now, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua both agree, however, that a person who shechts any other karban on Shabbos for the sake of a communal offering must bring a karban chatas. But Rabbi Meir here is going to disagree with that. Rabbi Meir says, "Afa shochel l'shem murei tzibur potcher." It says Rabbi Meir that even a person who shechts other karbanos on Shabbos for the sake of the communal karbanos, again the karban tam and the karban musaf, even there he would be exempt from bringing a karban chatas, because even in such a case he is considered to have made a mistake while trying to do a mitzvah. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we do not paskin and hold like this opinion of Rabbi Meir. Continuing now, as we finish off the sixth parak with Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Now, besides for shechting the karban, not for its own sake, for having another karban in mind, there are also several other types of improper intentions, improper kavanos, that can make a karban Pesach possible, as we learned previously in Parak Hay, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to teach us a halacha for a person who shechts a Pesach, a karban Pesach on Shabbos, with one of those improper intentions. Says the Mishnah, Shchoto Shlola Ochla, if a person shechts a karban Pesach on Shabbos with the intention that it be for those people who are not able to eat it, v'shelo limenuyev, or people who are not registered as part of the group for the karban Pesach, la'areilin v'letmein, or for people who didn't have a bris milah, people that are tameh. In all of these cases, as the Mishnah Chayiv, you must bring karban chatas for shechting such an animal on Shabbos, because such a karban Pesach is not valid, it is puzzle, and he is therefore desecrated Shabbos by slaughtering it. Right? This is reminiscent of the previous parak where we learned clearly that all of these people are putter, and therefore they can't be part of a group. You can shecht it for them. If you were to shecht it for them only exclusively on Shabbos, you'd have to bring a karban chatas. Continuing in the Mishnah, la'ochla v'shelo la'ochla, if you were to slaughter it for those people who are able, some people are a part of the group can eat it, some people can't. Limenuya v'shelo limenuya, some people are registered for it, some people are not. Limulin v'la arilin, some people have a bris milah circumcision and some people do not. Letahorin v'latameim, some people are tamei and some people are tahor. says the Mishnah Patur, in this case, he's exempt from a carbon chatas, because in these cases, the carbon Pesach is valid, and slaughtering it were to bidocha Shabbos. You're allowed to slaughter it for these people, because again, you have at least within the group those people who are also allowed to eat it, and therefore they're going to take precedent, they're going to allow you to shecht this carbon Pesach on Shabbos. The Mishnah now is going to discuss a person who shechts other kinds of invalid carbonos Pesach on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Shchato v'nimtso balmum chai. If a person shechts the carbon Pesach and then he found, oh my gosh, it has a blemish, it has a mum on it, therefore it's unfit to be a carbon, to be a carbon. It says the Mishnah, he must bring a carbon chatas. Shchato v'nimtso treifa b'seser pater, however. If he slaughtered it and he found that there was some sort of a treifa, some sort of a blemish internally, a hidden defect, then in that case, he's exempt from a carbon chatas, because at the end of the day, even though the carbon was invalid, was puzzle, it was impossible for him to discover this before the animal was slaughtered, and because it was an ones, it was unavoidable, it was a mistake that he couldn't have prevented, he's exempt from bringing a carbon chatas. Continuing in the Mishnah as we finish up here, a carbon Pesach is only valid if it has at least one owner who is able to actually eat it. The Mishnah states the law for a person here who slaughters a carbon Pesach that has no owner on Shabbat. It says the Mishnah, Shchato v'noda shemashcha balim es yada. If he shechts the carbon Pesach and then he finds out, oh my gosh, that all of the carbonos' owners had withdrawn their appointment, had withdrawn their registration from it before the shechting took place. Osha mesu osha nitzmu, or the owners had died or they became tameh before the shechting took place, and therefore the shechita was considered to be invalid, there's no one there to eat it. Says the Mishnah once again, Potter, the person who shechts the animal is exempt from a carbon chatas on Shabbos because he slaughtered it with permission, meaning he had permission to do it, and he did not know that the offering no longer had valid owners. His sin was therefore unavoidable. Once again, it was an onus, and therefore he is exempt from bringing a carbon chatas. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. The taught us that if a carbon Pesach was shechted on Shabbos with the intention of it being designated as another carbon, as a carbon shlom, as a carbon ola, whatever the case may be, chayev alav chatas, therefore he has to bring a carbon chatas for this, because he had the inappropriate kavana when shechting the animal. Then the Mishnah taught us that when it comes to any other carbonos, that a person shechts on Shabbos for the sake of a carbon Pesach, so if the animal was not fit to be a carbon Pesach, then he's chayiv. But if the animal was fit to be a carbon Pesach, that is yimachlokas. In our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Eliezer says that he still has to bring a carbon chatas, because at the end of the day, he had the inappropriate, it was a different carbon that he had kavana for it to be a carbon Pesach, but it wasn't. And Rabbi Yehoshua said that he made a mistake, but it was in the mistake while doing a mitzvah, it was toa bidvar mitzvah. And one who makes a mistake while doing a mitzvah, says Rabbi Yehoshua, is going to be from a carbon chatas. I'm not going to go into the rest of the Mishnah now to review it, but it was again a back and forth between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer regarding whether a person who brings another carbon, l'shem a carbon Pesach, does such a person need to in fact bring a carbon chatas for doing so. And then Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, discussed the person and said that if a person shechts a carbon Pesach on Shabbos for someone who's not able to eat it, or for someone who's not appointed and registered to be part of it, someone who doesn't have a bris mila, someone who's tamei, then he has to bring carbon chatas because you shechted it on Shabbos for people that can't actually eat the carbon Pesach. It's an invalid carbon Pesach. And then the Mishnah said that what if you have a group of people, like we said previously, you have people that can't eat, people that can't, people that are registered, people that aren't, people that are circumcised, people that aren't, people that are tar, people that are tameh. So because you have some people that can eat it in this group, you are exempt from the carbon chatas, because the carbon Pesach is ultimately still valid. And again, when the Chachamim said, and when the Torah teaches us that you can bidocha Shabbos, that you can override the halacha of Shabbos by circumcising the carbon Pesach, that's specifically when you're doing so for a kosher carbon Pesach. Then the Mishnah taught us, if someone shechts the carbon Pesach and found that there was a blemish on it, should have seen it. It has to be in carbon chatas because you made a mistake. You should have seen the blemish that invalidated the carbon before you shechted it. If you shechted it and then you find there was some sort of a treifa, some sort of a hidden defect, a problem internally to the animal that made it a treifa, you're not allowed to eat such an animal. You can't have that as a carbon Pesach because it was an ones. There's a concept of ones rachmana patre, that Hashem is going to have rachmanas on us when some things happen that are out of our control. And therefore, says the Mishnah, you would not have to bring in Karban Chatas for shechting it if you found the treifa after the fact. Then the Mishnah concluded with a case where a person checks the Karban Pesach and then finds out that all of the owners of the Karbanos either had withdrawn their registration or they died or they became tamei before the Shechita. But in this case as well, the person who shechted the animal is potter, is exempt from a Karban Chatas because he slaughtered it with their permission. And again, he had no way of knowing that they withdrew, that they died, or that they became tamei. Have a great day.